Picture description. Intermediate. In the picture, a little girl is reading a book in a library. She's completely absorbed in reading, so I think the story must be interesting. She's dressed in casual clothes, a white shirt and dungarees, and she's wearing her hair in plaits. The library must be a school library. It's a friendly place with lots of colourful books on the shelves behind the little girl. It's good to see a child reading in our more and more digitalised world. Reading books can give you so much more than just watching films on a computer and playing games on a smartphone. When you read a book, you're not provided ready-made images. You have to imagine the characters of the book and the story, and it can be very different from how filmmakers imagine it. That's why sometimes it's such a great disappointment to see the film adaptation of a book you've read earlier. When you read a book, you can leave your present circumstances behind and enter a new world with your insights and new adventures. Although reading is usually a lonely activity, you can get so lost in the storyline of a book that you feel you are in the company of the characters that you are reading about. It's such a shame that in our accelerated way of life, reading plays less and less part. Children find it boring and parents usually don't set a good example either. It's much easier to spend your time in front of a monitor in the digital world. It's true that reading takes some effort, but it's absolutely worth it. Finding books to your liking has never been easier. You can use ebook readers where you can store hundreds of books at hand and can even read books simultaneously if you want. Ebook readers are light and easy to carry. They can fit in your pocket, so you can easily read them while travelling on public transport to make the best of your time. That's what I do, but I've always been a bookworm, so it's no surprise.